We're doing the Sfat Damim. We're up to page Chaf. The Chafetz Chaim had said that he will discuss what leads a person to theft. So he had discussed one reason and gone off on a long tangent, speaking about how a lifestyle that's beyond the person's means leads him to spend beyond his means and ultimately to take money that's not legitimately his. That was the first cause he described. Vasibah shniya, the second cause, shemvia legezel, that leads a person to theft, hi chisron yedi'a, it's just pure lack of knowledge. Shenidme be'enav sheizug neva lo ikarat, shegonev mikiso shel chavero. A person thinks that theft is only when you're taking something out of someone else's pocket, or if you grab something from someone's hand, that's theft. But that's not so. Theft isn't limited to those two. Any instance that a person takes something that belongs to his friend and in a clandestine way, that's all encompassed by the prohibition of Gneva, stealing. What happens if someone gave you an item to watch? He says, watch my phone for me. You take as collateral. Someone wants a loan and you take collateral. And you're going to use that. That's also theft. What happens if you borrow your friend's object without permission? That's also theft. Maybe he'd like me and maybe not. What happens if you owe rent and you withhold the rent? You're going to be late in paying what you owe. Or a person's paying you back and he overpays and you remain silent. It doesn't matter if you're taking money from him. Or if he takes another benefit that's worth 5 cents. Klalo shel davar kol shenishar biyado mamon chavero be'avel. The rule is, anytime a person holds on to his friend's money and it's inappropriate, it's really not his, afilu rak shaveh puta, even a minuscule amount, hu bichlal isur gezel. That's included in the prohibition of thievery. If you look in Tractate Baba Metzia, the Talmud indicates this. The Talmud says withholding wages is also a form of thievery. Not paying wages on time. Milvad isur oshek schar sachir v'ribit. A person can also transgress. There's a specific prohibition not to withhold wages. You know where people transgress this? They hire a babysitter. And people think, it's not so terrible. I'll pay her late. I'll come home late. Yeah, many times we've asked the babysitter, is it okay if we come 15 minutes later? And the babysitter was like, sure. And we said, but you said you have to be out by 11:15. And the babysitter said, sure, because I say 11:15, I'm happy if people show up at 12. But they know that by us, if they say 11:15, we're going to come blank or high water, we're going to do our best to be there at 11:15. So if 15 minutes later is okay with them, to us that matters, because we're going to do our best not to be late. But that's a basic thing, being there on time. We agreed on a time, you have to be there on time. Paying on time. So the people sometimes hire a carpenter, a painter, a plumber. They go to the doctor, and then they don't pay. Now, this is all within thievery. If the doctor agrees, if the painter agrees, fine. Sometimes they agree because they don't have a choice. There was a family simcha, extended family simcha, at a hotel. You guys heard of Kibbutz Lavi?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I stayed there before.
So it was a Shabbos simcha. Everyone stayed over, and it was one of those winter summer Shabbatot where Shabbos was out very late. So everyone stayed over to Sunday morning. Came Sunday morning, so the hotel gives us breakfast. Okay, very nice. After breakfast, they tell everyone, make yourself sandwiches and get ready to board the buses. We have a bus ride back. I ask the woman who's in charge of the breakfast there, is it really okay? Does the hotel let people make their lunches here? Because the sign explicitly says you may not make yourself a sandwich for lunch. There's a sign there that says the food is for breakfast and you may not make yourself food for later. And here in broad daylight in front of the sign, the family that was hosting us was announcing everyone should make sandwiches for lunch. So the woman behind the counter says, no, really we charge like 2 shekel a sandwich. Now we weren't counting on that. I was there with my wife and kids and that's a lot of money. You know, you can make yourself 8 sandwiches. 16, 20 shekel, I don't know how much it was. For what? For a little bit of bread? So I didn't make sandwiches. And the person in charge of the simcha, in charge of the affair, noticed I'm not making sandwiches. And he says, what are you doing with your wife and kid? I said, we got food. So he says, why aren't you making sandwiches? So I said, because I don't think that's included in the price. So he got upset. He called down the hotel manager. And the head of the hotel, he says to him, I want to understand, are my guests allowed to make lunch? So the manager said, of course. So he said, okay, fine, and he left the table. So the manager asked me, are you going to make lunch? So I said, no. So he said, why not? I said, because you know that you want to make all the money off of him for taking a whole Shabbos. You just made 20,000 shekel or whatnot. You made a lot of money. He's an important customer to you. If you didn't agree in advance that his guests can make lunch, then in your mind, you did not offer us lunch. And the fact that it's not worth it for you as a businessman to argue over this lunch, that's true. But that doesn't really mean that I'm entitled to make lunch there. He said, you're dead on. He said, I couldn't tell you in front of him you can't make lunch. And if you'll ask me, then the answer is yes, you can make lunch. But if you'll ask me in all honesty, is it fair what he's doing to me, putting me on the spot and ask me if you can make lunch? Well, if he wanted to make lunch, then he should have agreed on that before he paid.
If you pre-negotiate.
If you pre-negotiate, no problem. After you finish paying everything, obviously I'm not going to get the customer upset, so I'm not going to say no. But does that really mean I said yes?
A strong arm, what he did.
Right, exactly. So, okay, so he... He asked me later on the bus, did you make lunches? Did you make sandwiches? I said, no. We got other food. The kids won't go hungry. We have other food with us. And he got ticked over me. He's like, I don't understand you. The manager said, right, the manager said. What's he going to do? Lose the business deal? But if you didn't agree on it in advance, he didn't really agree to it. You're catching him and you're saying, give me something else. Add a perk. Well, that perk costs some money. So, okay, I'm not saying halachically it was wrong to take or right to take. I'm saying there's a sensitivity we have to develop to what's entitled to us and what's not. And we have to realize that the question of yes or no is a question of theft. It's not a simple question of is it nice, is it not nice. There's one of the Ten Commandments that says don't steal. And stealing is very broad. What I'm not entitled to is called stealing. So I might have been wrong. Could be halachically my host was in the right. But at least the severity of the question has to be appreciated. So.